Our smartphones are now the way many of us communicate with one another, and that means we're increasingly using emojis to express ourselves. But if you're an Apple iPhone user and a woman, your choice of female emojis is pretty limited. There's a flamenco dancer emoji, a princess emoji, a bride with veil emoji, woman with bunny ears emoji, disappointed face emoji, and weary face emoji. And that's about it for now. But Apple has a new set of emojis due to come out next month for iPhone users, and the world's social media editor, Isis Madrid, is here to tell me about them. What will these emojis look like? Tell me there's one for me.
This new Apple update has people really excited. There are 70 new emojis, or at least there are 70 new emojis and updates on existing emojis. And what I mean by that is that starting in September, every emoji can be male and female. And that's a huge deal, especially right now the Olympics are coming up. There can be female equestrians, female swimmers, female weightlifters.
It's amazing to think that that hasn't been the case.
Yes, it is. And people have been calling out for this for a long time.
And it's so deep because emojis are like language. You know, there's been a crowdsourced all-emoji edition of Moby Dick. When we're talking about gender, how does that language or emojis affect how we think about it?
Emoji is like a language. It's not technically a language. We kind of use emojis within the syntax of our existing language. But they are how we express ourselves, and they are how we see ourselves in the digital space. So last year, a study by the University of Warsaw found that countries with gender-neutral languages have a more narrow wage gap. So that's a big deal. When you think about what language means and when you open that up to include emojis, it's a big
deal. It affects the way we think
yes.
and the way we organize yeah. ourselves.
And it's a big deal for young women. Women are the biggest users of emojis. I love them.
Can I just say my kid has two moms, and when the emojis came out that showed a family that looked like ours, she was over the moon. I mean, it changed her day, and it made me realize that if you don't see yourself there, it's as if you don't exist.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeb.
So this is a complicated business, how these emojis are regulated. We're talking about Apple's new emojis, but presumably this discussion applies to other phones and companies.
Yes, this is an announcement by Apple, but there's an industry of emoji behind the scenes over in Silicon Valley. The Unicode Consortium kind of codes and standardizes languages for digital spaces. And they do that with ancient languages, with hieroglyphics, with tribal languages. And they also have an emoji subcommittee. And the emoji subcommittee gets all these petitions all year long. You know, can we have a dumpling emoji? Can we have the rainbow flag emoji? The pride flag emoji is another new one this year.
And it actually, doesn't sound real. It sounds like a cartoon.
I know. So actually, Google had a new proposal for the Unicode subcommittee earlier this year that represents women and men and gender nonconforming people in 13 new professions. And 11 of them were accepted last month. So that's in the pipeline, and Apple, Microsoft, Android, everyone can use these coded emojis in their upcoming releases.
So you've looked at these emojis. Do you have a favorite of the new ones?
Yes. So not only are women represented in kind of different professions, but men can now show themselves being pampered and being silly and doing all these like femme things. So the women with bunny ears emoji, which is a favorite of mine, that's now going to be available with men.
So to be clear, we're not taking male emojis and just making them female. All the emojis now have multiple genders.
Exactly, which is what gender equality is all about.
Isis Madrid is the world's social media editor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeb.